The plan would create the Ohio Clean Air Program and grant credits to any energy source that doesn't emit carbon. Republican House Speaker Larry Householder says this plan creates a completely different tactic to incentivizing clean energy. For the past decade, Ohio has been operating under green energy standards that require utilities to use a certain amount of renewables and achieve a certain amount of efficiency through annual benchmarks. As Householder references a whiteboard in his office that spells out the changes, he compares the current approach to a hammer that forces investment into renewables.
We're trying to go from the hammer of the mandates and do away with the mandates and instead provide a carrot to incentivize those people who are out there generating energy in the state of Ohio to try to have lower carbon emissions.
So the new program would continue rewarding money to renewables like wind and solar, but add nuclear power to the list of power generators getting credits. The legislation would charge residential customers $2.50 a month on their electric bills, $20 for commercial ratepayers, $250 for industrial ratepayers, and $2,500 for the largest industrial ratepayers. This creates a pot of about $300 million. The money would then be awarded to any generation that doesn't emit carbon. That would go for a rate of $9.25 a megawatt hour. Opponents have said that gives a major boost to nuclear energy, which would end up regarded as a clean energy source competing on the same level as wind and solar. Householder disagrees.
If they provide low emissions or zero emissions to the state of Ohio and they're generating in the state of Ohio, they're going to receive a credit through the Ohio Air Quality Development Authority. How's that competing with anybody? The only competition is whether they can do it or not. So let's put the rubber on the road, and if they can do it, come on in, do it. We'll give you an incentive for it.
Neil Wagoner with the Sierra Club's Beyond Coal campaign says this sends a bad message to any prospective renewable energy developers.
When you're increasing customer bills to bail out old, uncompetitive, uneconomic nuclear plants, and you're going and gutting the clean energy and efficiency standards, it's pretty clear that their goal here is to support these old plants and to discourage the investment in clean energy.
First Energy Solutions has spent years calling for legislative help to prop up their struggling coal and nuclear power plants. The most recent effort has centered around the nuclear plants, which are scheduled to close by 2021. Under Householder's formula, the state's two nuclear plants would receive $170 million. The bill is sponsored by Republican Representative Jamie Callender, who represents Lake County, where the Perry nuclear plant is located. When asked if this plan would save the nuclear plants, Householder said,
I don't have any idea. I don't know anything about the bankruptcy. I don't know anything about.
How does this benefit the people of Ohio? I just don't see how this benefits the people of Ohio.
That's Democratic Representative David Leland, who'll be the ranking member of the committee hearing the bill. He says the state's current renewable energy standards are working and encourages more development of wind and solar projects in Ohio. A major area of concern for Leland is a provision in the bill that would grant money to power plants that take steps to lower their carbon emissions. That means the Ohio Clean Air Program could end up granting money to coal plants.
We need to be encouraging real clean energy investments in the state of Ohio, and coal plants certainly don't fit into that definition in my mind. So again, it's a question of how we're going to spend the money, what we're going to spend the money on.
The bill will soon begin hearings in the House Energy Generation Subcommittee, which Householder says was created specifically for this issue. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.